93 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Thank you. able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I've ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to speak responsively the introit. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall
continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Come, O children, listen to me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants.
Take refuge in him who will be condemned.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord.
And shall not be put to shame.
Oh,
Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant to your church your saving peace through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read along with me the gradual.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God.
Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts. Go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever.
The epistle reading is from Romans 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you can say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
At this time, we speak together the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I invite the congregation to be seated, and the children that are present may come forward for children's message at this time. And girls, I think we are going to need to try this again. Some of you might be needing to wake up a little more. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Oh, a little better. I guess it's still early in the day. Maybe some of you had a late night. So we heard in our lessons a couple truths that we remember in our lives. We heard in the lesson from Romans that it says that we have all sinned, and because of that, we cannot earn what we need to have eternal life, but rather that God sent his son Jesus, and it's through him that you and I are saved. And today we see God at work, and we also remember God at work. And God works through what we call or some of his sacraments and the means of grace. He works in our lives through holy baptism. Right here behind me is the baptism font, right? Where we receive the washing of water and are blessed by being called children of God in the name of our triune God in and through baptism. And so we receive those blessings. And today we are also going to have the Lord's Supper, another of his sacraments, where we once again are receiving forgiveness of sins. And so, yes, we receive these good gifts because we couldn't do it, right? Yeah, we could not do it on our own. But God loved us, and so he sent Jesus. And so today, we're remembering all the good gifts that he has given to us. And we remember our baptisms, and we remember in the Lord's Supper that Jesus has saved us. And so I'm glad you're here and that we're able to talk about our sacraments and the blessings they are for us in our life. I invite you to say an echo prayer with me this morning. We pray, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your gifts that assure me of my salvation. Please help me follow my Savior Jesus. And trust his word every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up, boys and girls. Our choir is going to be helping our congregation sing our next hymn. And the congregation, I believe, gets to sing the chorus. So you may return back to your seats at this time.
mountains of Zion. Ring out your joy, for the great one in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Surely it is God who saves me.
Morning sermon is based upon our text from John chapter 8. I certainly enjoy the words from Isaiah's first song, Isaiah chapter 12. They are actually some of the words that make up, the words that make up my confirmation verse are some of the words of Isaiah chapter 12. Yes. And so we trust in the Lord. We trust in his word. That goes against a little bit about what our society believes and often likes to have us believe. There's a word, it's called relativism. Any of you hear this word before? Well, some may be able to identify it, but not everybody immediately, and yet I'm sure most of you have experienced it. It's the idea that truth is not always true. And it's based upon what you believe that makes it true or not true. So you might believe it, and so it's true for you, but I don't believe it, so that means it's not true for me. But what I believe is true for me, and that may not be true for you. That's the idea. That whatever you want to believe, that's the truth, and that's true. That's relativism, and yet it's pretty easy on a Sunday morning to identify this as false. And yet there are those that would like to continue to believe in it. Case in point, we'll take this little poll. What's the best football team? The Packers football team is the best football team? Any hands there? The Vikings football team, the best football team? Any hands there? Anybody going to say the Lions or the Bears or, you know, on a Sunday morning, we can have a lot of people believing and saying that this is the truth. Can they all be right? Can they all be right? Okay, so that's true for you, but it's not going to be true for me. If it's the best, that means that there's one that stands above the others. And, well, I would say most generally, we determine the best football team for this season based upon who wins the Super Bowl, right? It may not be the Vikings. It may not even be the Packers or the Lions or the Bears. Oh, my. So we can't all be right in correcting that, thinking that, well, I believe it to be true, so it's true. No, it doesn't work that way. like I say, it's quite easily shown to be false. And yet, it's an idea that has been around for a long time. You can believe what you want to believe, but I'm going to believe what I believe. And as long as I believe it, then that's true and that's good enough. Really? It doesn't work that way. Even Jesus, he certainly dealt with people that had trouble identifying truth in their midst. Even beyond today's gospel lesson, from St. John, we hear as Jesus is standing before Pilate. Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" What is truth? How do you and I know that we have the truth in our lives? And well, what's the value of having truth in your life? Certainly there is truth, and there are truths that we can depend on, because it is always true, even if you don't want it to be true. There's a children's book that we have in our house. The back cover of the book says, "It's true that this is the back cover of the book." It's the back cover. It's true that there's one robot on this back cover, and there's one robot pictured. It says, "It's the opinion that the robot needs more eyes. Five isn't enough." So, there are some things that are true because it's true. And there are other things that we would like to be true, but yet oftentimes aren't. In our world, we have those people that want to have the truths that they want to have their way. And yet, I would say that's not very good. When we have truth in our life, we have a foundation that is rock solid, a foundation that you and I can depend on, whether things are going good, whether things are going bad. We have a foundation that will last until we are called from this world, when we build upon the truth. Yes, and that truth is Jesus Christ. There are those that don't seek to build upon the truth, and well, their lives are filled then with falsehoods. And I'm sure each one of us has been living and experiencing falsehoods in our life. Sometimes because maybe we are speaking falsely to ourselves. "Hey, you can really do this. Go ahead, run that mile. You'll be able to make it." Doesn't happen any longer. "Hey, you're still as able to do what you did, even if you're 30, 40 years older than you used to be." Sometimes our mind speaks to us, and we listen, and then we pay for it. Sometimes it's the world that would like to speak to us falsehood, and especially the father of lies. Truth is of God, but falsehood, lies, deception, well, those are the ways of the deceiver, the devil. And for our lives, we want our lives to be based upon what is solid, what we can depend on day in and day out, where we know that there is truth, that we know that this truth gives to us real hope and joy. The beginning of the football season, there's lots of hope, there's lots of good expectations, and yet, then it seems like the reality sets in. And all those early season predictions, most of the time, they are proven to be false. And the hope that went along with them also is false. Whichever team it's with, in any sport, that's the way it usually goes. High hopes at the beginning of the season, and then expectations crushed and the weight of reality. We in our lives, we don't want to have unreal expectations. Yes, we live with hope, but we want that hope to be real. We do want the truth. And so Jesus comes to offer to you and to me truth for our lives, for lives in this world. He tells those who are gathered, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Yes, if you abide in my word, if you abide in the word of God that we find in Holy Scripture, you will know the truth that says we are born sinful. And because of that sinful nature, we cannot please God. We can't reach him. We cannot earn our lives in heaven. Yet we also hear from that word the truth that says God sent his son into the world because he loved the world so much that whoever believes in him will not perish but will have life everlasting. Yes, life everlasting. This is the truth that God speaks to you, to me, to all who hear his words. And you and I, we can trust in it. Because God is truth, and there is no falsehood in him. Today, we have the wonderful opportunity to hear the words of our Lord, to trust firmly in those words as we receive the Lord's Supper. He says what it is, and so it is, because his words are true. He says, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." And it is his body, it is his blood. And he says, "It is for the forgiveness of your sins." And yes, that is what you receive in this Lord's Supper. The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the body that was crucified upon the cross, the blood that was shed to pay for all of your sins so that you would be forgiven, so that as those sins were paid for by Jesus, you no longer bear the weight of your sins, but rather have forgiveness. And in forgiveness, life everlasting. These are words of truth that Jesus speaks, for he always speaks words of truth. How wonderful it is to have words that you can depend on, that aren't simply true here in this church, but that are true in this church. They're true outside of this church. They're true all around the world because they are spoken by the one who has created all and is all in all for you and for me. Today, we hear God's holy and precious word. and in it we know we have heard the truth. Yes, the Son, he sets you free through his death upon the cross, through his resurrection from the dead. And as he has set you free, you shall be free indeed. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue and sing the offertory at this time.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
We continue with the collection of our offerings. But if we live in the light the same way as he is the light, we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. At this time, I invite forward our catechumen students who have been instructed in the Lord's Supper as we look to have this opportunity for First Communion this morning. Beloved in the Lord, in holy baptism, these young people were born again as God's children and received into his church. As a further gift of his love for us, our Lord Jesus Christ has given his church the sacrament of the altar and invites his children to receive this sacrament in faith for the forgiveness of their sins. The Apostle Paul reminds us, "Let a person examine himself and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup, and as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." These candidates have received instruction and have been examined by the pastor regarding their sin and their understanding of the sacrament of the altar. You are about to be admitted to the Lord's table. Holy Scripture describes the life of the church and every baptized Christian with these words: they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. You are invited by our Lord to come regularly to hear his word and receive his sacrament. You will continue to be instructed and nurtured in the Christian faith and life. You are invited to confess your sins and receive the comfort of holy absolution. All this will help you live as the child of God you have been made through holy baptism. In testimony of this faith and confession, I now ask you, do you believe in God the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is your Lord?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for you and shed his blood for you on the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins? Do you believe that in the Lord's Supper, he gives you his true body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins and to strengthen your faith in him and your love toward others?
Yes.
Do you intend to continue to hear and receive the instruction of our Lord, confess your sins, and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully throughout your life? I therefore invite you to the Lord's Supper to receive Christ's precious body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. parents, sponsors, and members of the congregation, the whole church shares with you the responsibility and concern for the ongoing instruction and spiritual care of these young people. I now ask you, will you intercede for them in prayers and, as much as you are able, give them your counsel and aid that, in communion with the church, they may grow up to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of Jesus Christ? Then answer, we will with the help of God. I invite you to please stand as you are able. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose Son Jesus Christ loved the young and called them to himself, we ask you to bless these young people, strengthen them in the faith through the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, so that they may grow spiritually and bring forth the fruits of faith in a life of love toward others, to the praise and honor of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We rejoice with thankful hearts in your confession of faith as you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his Holy Supper. He who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. Peace be with you. Amen. I invite you at this time to return to your seats, and we have this morning Lauren and Chelsea joining us in the Lord's Supper. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Mighty fortress, rock of refuge, sustain your church, deliver her from error, and preserve in her the proclamation of your gospel, that it would resound in every nation, tribe, people, and language, and that all may fear and give you glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Mighty fortress, rock and refuge, bless all ministers of your word. Help them rightly to preach your law so that all are held accountable to you without excuse, and joyfully proclaim your gospel that all would know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Mighty fortress, rock of refuge, look with compassion on all who are blind to the bondage of their sin. Open their eyes by the words of Jesus and grant them the true freedom of sonship and a permanent place in your household. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Mighty fortress, rock of refuge, be near to all who cry to you for healing of body and soul, especially Rick, Shirley, Glenn, Wayne, Linda, Sue, Jane, Pam, Lisa, Arlene, and Colleen. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Mighty fortress, rock of refuge, bless all who come to the altar to partake of Christ's own body and blood for the forgiveness of their sins. Grant them repentant hearts that seek to amend their lives and by your Spirit align them with your will and purpose. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Mighty fortress, rock of refuge, we give you thanks for all your servants who have departed this life in faith. We especially bless you today for the great reformers of your church who call us back to the gospel and to the righteousness we have in Christ alone. Keep us in fellowship with them and bring us at last to our heavenly home to see our Redeemer face to face. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Spirit, lift up your hearts, lift them up.
unto the Lord our God. It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy. Pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away.